You're listening to Ear to the Streets on Stovetop Radio.
Shout out to all my Stovetop listeners. We got a special guest in the studio today. We got a local rapper from Columbia, Mizzou, my hometown, Jet Boy Ville. We actually were supposed to have another local rapper by the name of E Money, which I know you're familiar with. Y'all got a couple of tracks together, right?
Oh, yeah. Me and E Money got, you know, So High, Money Bags, Goofy, you know, list goes on. E Money's a great artist, so yeah, I love working with E Money.
So, are you on an independent label?
Well, right now we just working the LLC, Jetson International, Blacktop, pushing as much as we can. We really want to stay independent. We ain't looking for no deal. Make our own moves, be your own boss.
That's right. So, Blacktop, that's a label.
Blacktop is actually the music label. Project Living is the clothing line.
You said Project Living?
Yeah, Project Living is the clothing line. It actually will be dropping in August. We have sweats, hoodies, everything. The list goes on. I mean, like, we really trying to come up from ground up on our own hustle. You know, whatever makes us a dollar, we trying to do it on our own. We ain't trying to split it no way with you or nothing. We want it all.
So I see you've been working.
Oh yeah, that's a fact.
Actually, we got some unreleased music. We're about to jump into this real quick. What's this record called?
Oh, this is called Stay Out the Way. Actually, this is a Crown Vic project. He just actually let me feature on it. I thought it was a great song. Everything going on, I know people can feel this song. So I went on and jumped on it, gave him my verse on it, and told him I'll push it, and that's what we doing.
This joint is called Stay Out the Way, Crown Vic, featuring Jet Boy Ville.
This is another exclusive.
Another exclusive.
Drop that record, baby.
Cross you out quick and it's tragic. My closest friend crossed me. Friendship what it cost me. And let me tell it, we were never ever friends. I don't think you really ever liked me. Hey, I thought you were my homie. I thought you were my nigga. I thought you were my partner. Now we buzzin' choppers. I had to cut them off. I had to get them lost. You used to be my nigga, now I don't fuck with you.
On the bench. That's why when I pull up, I back in. Call snapping, telling him I need the F in, not the Mac 10. I heard a sucker around the town, and he jaw jacking. His baby mama, fuck this whole squad, boy, you lacking. I be with them shooters, and they'll be doing no acting. Boy, these hoes for everybody, these bullets are going everybody. And I be in a rental, nigga, trying to duck everybody. Boy, these hoes for everybody, these bullets are going everybody. And I be in a rental, nigga, trying to duck everybody.
Stay out the way, streets ain't safe. Niggas, they too fake. I gotta stay on the move, keep me a gun. Cause niggas hate. Niggas pretend like they your friend. When they really wanna fuck your bitch,
You heard it first on Stovetop Radio. Ears to the streets. That's my boy, Jet Boy Vale. You dig?
Already.
So I was having a conversation with another local artist, and we was just talking about the business. And that's one thing I noticed with a lot of artists today, they really don't know the business side to this thing. And it's 2019. There's no way, with all the info that's out here today, there's no way an artist shouldn't know how to get their money. But unfortunately, there's artists still talking and asking dumbass questions and saying dumbass shit like this.
Why is it that the rap industry doesn't have a revolving door that pays you for your hits? Like, if I have, you know, every song we do ain't gonna be a hit. You know what I'm saying? Some of this shit gonna be whack. Because this is how, music is how we feel. You know what I'm saying? So we gonna rap about what we feel and what we doing and all that. And some of it ain't gonna be good. But sometimes, I just know so many artists out there. I be like, man, damn, that's a hit, man. What happens to those hits? We got people running around here in the industry talking about, man, that's that, this and that, and the song ain't good and all that. But what about those hits that you do create? I'm just getting so sick of the music industry just denying our people the money we should be getting. Pay us for our hits then. Don't give us a contract. Just pay us for our hits. One hit wonders.
Nigga, sit your dumb ass back down.
Now, all I'm saying, Hustle Lance, is if I make a hit, and the industry is so smart, now if I make a motherfucking hit, and they can make $10 million off of it, shouldn't they give me $500,000?
What?
I give a motherfucking song, they give me $500,000, they can take that hit and do what the fuck they won't do with.
You big dummy.
Gentlemen, which brings me to my next point. Don't smoke crack.
Do you imagine how many people that would lift up out of the ghetto? Because I know some mother rapping motherfuckers. I know some people that can sing, dance. They just don't want all the bullshit that comes with the being a star. They just want to get their music out there, get their story out there so they can leave a legacy. And take care of their family, pay their child support off. You know what I'm saying?
Bitch, get out of my face. Shit, you don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Man, sit your dumb ass down.
Man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Have you ever seen the movie Cadillac Records?
Yeah, already.
That was a good movie to watch.
Yeah.
Like, where, you know, they was paying artists cars. You know what I'm saying? Like, keeping them under the rug. You know what I mean? Keeping
the sad thing about that, though, the artists right now, I'll take that car, you know.
Right, right, right.
They'll go buy those Jordans instead of spending that $200 on the LLC. Like, I didn't understand that. Like, I always told my little brother, because that's my business partner, shout out to T-Real, you know, I always told him that, you know, we can come back and get those Jordans.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? We've been doing that. Let's do something we ain't never did. Let's own something.
Did.
You know what I'm saying?
And people think, when they hear independent, they think of that being a bad thing. Like, that's actually a good thing. You know what I'm saying? When I was talking about the movie earlier, this is, you know, a lot of people wanted to get signed to a label. They felt like if they got signed to a label, they was going to get the big money. And that's not necessarily true in today's times when you're dealing with independent artists. Like, what I'm saying is,
I know exactly what you're saying. Like, my dad always told me, if you're going to be a slave to yourself.
Right.
Don't be a slave to somebody else. And that's pretty much what it is. If you're signing a deal, you're going to be a slave. Like, be your own person. Make your own money. Then that way can't nobody take it from you.
Well, not only that, like, you can do the same thing a label's doing now. You know, dealing with, see, I came from the analog era, you know, before the whole digital shit.
Yeah.
Busted out, you know what I mean? I'm talking about, you know,
where you actually had to do the footwork.
You had to, exactly.
Yeah.
You had to do the footwork. I'm talking about the real pressing your CDs up, dumping them out of trunk, traveling city to city, town to town.
Now you don't got to do that. You know what I'm saying? Get on the internet.
And that's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. It's like, there's so many different outlets, from YouTube to Spotify, to iTunes, and YouTube. You know what I mean? It's where you're getting all your money. You know, if you sell a, if you get a million downloads, you get that million.
Yeah.
Versus if you were signed with a label.
Yes.
You would probably only see maybe a quarter mil, a half a mil out of that million you made. Now, the guy was saying earlier, if the label sold $10 million, shouldn't he get $500,000? Man, they would have loved you back in the day. This is how they would have did him.
So he told all the princes of the land that if you wanted my daughter,
I need to
that
talk you... to you, Big Rick.
Give me a minute. Can't you see I'm talking
to you? No. I need to talk to you right now about my royalties and how you keep your books.
My office hours are from 9 to 5.
Fuck your office hours. I need to talk to you right now, motherfucker.
Nah. If you have any other problems with your royalties and my books, my office hours are from... My office hours are from...
9 to 5.
This the same guy talking about, what happens to the hits we make? What about those? What? You're not the person that calls it a hit. You don't make it a hit because you say it's a hit. You know what I'm saying? Like, already. It's solidified through your fans. Like, downloads don't lie. Just because you say it's a hit, you know what I mean? It's like, and he's basically like, yo, like it's the industry's fault.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, why ain't the industry's letting us independent artists eat? You know what I'm saying? We, you know, what about the hits we making? Why, you know... What? Hold on. What about the hits you making? Like, yo, there's a thing that's called going viral.
Yeah,
which is like hitting the lottery too. But at the same time, if you have a hit, there's no way it could be denied. Like,
yeah, no way.
It's gonna happen like this. Like, say you only got 2 followers, and this is what people run into. Like, for one, you got to have a fan base. You can't expect to just drop some music and a million people's gonna buy it. It's not how it happens, but
right.
There are times. There's been a few artists like, man, there's so many. Like, damn, I can't even name them off the top. But there's been a lot of artists that dropped music, probably had like 2 fans, and somebody heard it. Like, somebody's like, oh, man, did you hear this shit? Like, no, I ain't heard. Who the fuck is this? And they played it to somebody. Then the next person sent the link to Vail. Like, hey, Vail, I got, nigga, I know you ain't up on this. Then Vail hears the shit. Then he's like, yo, what the fuck? He shoots that link, and then so on and so on. Then the shit goes viral.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a hit. You know what I'm saying? Not because you like, yo, listen to the song, my nigga. This shit hot, my nigga. This shit a hit. And you feeling it. Of course, as us being fans of our own music, we going to feel like,
of course,
a majority of our shit is hits.
Yeah.
But in all actuality, it's not.
Right.
But not to say that you can't make money off that.
Yeah.
You can still make money off that by these outlets I'm talking about. Like, you can upload. What, matter of fact, what was the site you said you had this single on?
Number1Music.com.
Number1Music.com. See, I've never heard of that, but that's another outlet.
All local artists from around the world. Like, I got fans from London, Australia. Like, I still unbelievable to believe it, but hey, it is what it is. I appreciate they love the music, so I'm going to keep it coming.
That's right. That's right. You just did a show, didn't you?
Yeah, I've done a couple shows, you know. Did a show with Van Ghost. That's another local artist out of Columbia. Check him out. Look him up. He's on YouTube, everything. Van Ghost.
Van Ghost.
Bunch of artists, man. Like, the artist is actually just putting me on the shows, and it's shocking me because, I mean, I didn't want to consider myself as no rapper, you know, because that's not a good title right now. So,
it's not a good – what do you mean by that?
As far as, like, you know, some people – take the music too far. Like, I've never seen so many people get in their feelings about songs and how the next man's bubbling up, or, you know, how the next man's video did better than the other man's video. Like, why are you even worried about that? If you're an artist, worry about yourself. Keep right. your music going. Because at the end of the day, if you hot, man, they can't keep looking past you. You know, they can want to, but if somebody else is going to be like you said, you hear such and such. You hear such. Man, them boys is hot. You know what I mean? They're going to get tired of hearing that. They're going to have to pick up them headphones and put them on one day and check you out. You know?
I think a lot of the problem with, I'm going to say Columbia artists.
There we go.
Because I live here. The funny thing is, I've heard of that. Like you don't support Columbia artists. You don't support artists from the town, which is not true. Right. Not true at all. Mm-hmm. But I do have issues.
Yeah, I said keep it real with the people.
With a lot of Columbia artists, and my only issue is the people that I actually know.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is when I listen to the lyrical content.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people I've heard like, nigga, yeah. I didn't even know
yeah.
you could motherfucking rap.
Yeah.
But that's the it. Shit you talking about is like, I can't listen to it because I know you lying.
Yeah.
If I didn't know half of these rappers, I'd be banging the shit out of that shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's hard for me to look at it from a non-biased perspective. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, if I didn't know, because I know a lot of rappers in the industry lies. Yeah. I know that for a fact, but the thing is, I don't know none of these rappers personally. Now, some, I can listen to their shit and be like, yeah, I know he lying, mm-hmm. you know, just from what he's saying. But like I said, a lot of rappers, I'd be like, damn, you know, a nigga be in his verse like, yeah, nigga, I pulled this K and popped that thing and I sold 12 birds and the nigga never been in a fight and he sells nickel bags of weed.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So yeah, I take that in consideration when I listen to some of these rappers, but yeah. there are some rappers that when they stay on the subject about what they know and I like Nick Danger.
I was about to say, because, like, my man is putting in work. Like, he got his
yeah.
foot on their neck all over the state. Like, you know who Nick Danger is.
Yeah,
you know what
I'm saying? Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm proud of Nick Danger, though, man, because, I mean, I used to watch him rap on the streets and everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, why is he doing this? But now I see why.
He put
I wish I was standing right beside him while he was saying, why is he doing this?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's a blessing, though. I mean, I got some songs with Nick coming out. We in the making of putting some projects together.
Okay.
Also want to shout out 3HM and Big Black.
Yeah, I had them up here. I like they shit.
Yeah, they real good dudes, man. I mean, I started out with those guys to even the Project Living Clothing Line. Me and Rob Jones had actually taught me some things on the clothing line. So shout out to Rob Jones, man. You know what I'm saying? I just went a little bit farther after he showed me and took off and actually put it together. It wasn't no more of the looking at it and this is what we're going to do. We actually got it now.
Right, right. Yeah, that's a lot of local artists that are really doing their thing. You know what I mean? Shout out to all the rappers from the town that's doing their thing. You know, Columbia, we got our own identity. And you know what? I don't understand why people don't embrace that identity. I people, a lot of rappers that be from here and try to sound like they from, like, Kansas City or some other place.
Yeah.
You know, not knowing, like, the simple slangs we say are a staple. And they catchy. It's like,
yeah.
When you go to, like, the joints, the penitentiary, I just said joint, but you go to like the penitentiary, you can tell a dude from Columbia, you're going to say some shit, you know, like what's up, Cotton, or
yeah.
Boy, you know what I'm saying? Something like when you hear that, it's like, nigga, that's home. I know, you know what I mean? Like,
especially if they say Cuddy.
You know what I mean? That yeah, that's a Columbia staple. Cotton. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and how we say
R.I.P. Mac Dre. But, yeah,
but we don't embrace that. We don't embrace our countryness. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You got St. Louis, Kansas City, and then you got Columbia, which I embrace. Like I say we're not like.
Columbia's like Cali. Like, I went to Cali, and Cali has their own swag. Like, you can wear whatever you want in Cali. You can do whatever you want. That's how Columbia is. Like, you know, we ain't got nobody with no drip down here. Everybody got drip. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just,
right.
That's what it is. Like, we put our own self together. You know what I'm saying? Nobody don't – you can't make a Columbia dude or a Columbia girl. Like, we who we are. You know what I'm saying? We make ourselves. So right. That's what makes us different. You automatically know that.
Yeah, I would most definitely agree with you on that.
Yeah,
you know, you was kind of saying it earlier, and I say that every time I'm out of state somewhere, I'm like, when they ask where are you from, and I tell them, you know, Missouri, the first thing any out of towner is gonna be like St. Louis. You know what I'm saying? And I'll say Columbia. Then I proceed to go in to what separates Columbia from St. Louis and Kansas City.
Yeah.
Like you said, the first thing I say, I'm like, yo, we so into looking the part.
Yeah.
Playing the part.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I said the first thing you'll see, you'll see a motherfucker clean as a motherfucker. Might have spent his last just to look clean. Be broke as a motherfucker, yeah. But spent his last to get clean. But at the same time, that's always going to get a nigga in the door. That's a Columbia mentality, yeah. Like, shit.
Already.
Hey, at the end of the day, I might be broke, but hey, I'm going to pull it. I'm going to reel this bitch
that's
in today.
That's why I say it's like that
Cali. You know what
shit.
I'm saying? Yeah. Like, this bitch going to see potential in me. Already. You know what I mean? Even if my pocket's flat,
yeah.
She see potential. You
her
know what
and
saying?
Her friend.
Yeah, most definitely. So I'm like, yeah, you know, that one thing. We got that hustle in us. We make something out of nothing. You know, I'm like, nigga can tax anything. Like, we get slapped across the head. Well, not lately. Like, now we, you know, we got the price for everything. But that's on another story. But, you know, we get slapped across the head. You know, the tax for everything.
Yeah.
And a nigga still going to get overs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a nigga still going to get overs. I don't give a fuck. Put your tax on it. You know what I mean? And it's the same with this grind. Like I see a lot of artists in Columbia that do grind.
Yes,
you know what
do.
I'm saying? But
shout out to Black Dollar, actually Skyler. Yeah, I mean, real good dude, real grinder. I mean, I'm telling y'all, Columbia got talent. If we could actually just come together, we could put y'all something together y'all wouldn't believe. Cause we got everything. Like everything.
Dig that. Any upcoming music, mixtapes, anything on the way?
Yeah, I'm actually gonna double back and get him. I ain't a rap nigga again. I mean, it's actually done. It's probably like a year project, you know. I actually had a lot of legal fees going on, so I really didn't get to push it the way I wanted to. But it's actually gonna be out again in August. I'm also dropping Project Living as a mixtape too. Me and Crown Vic, that's a split project. So you're going to get some singles by me, by myself. You're going to get some songs with Vic by himself. Got the Ace Duna project coming up. Well, he actually changed his name now to Fat Boy Ace. So we actually got that project coming up, A Curse and a Gift. So I'm just working, man, trying to get it out there, you know, get the music going, get the clothing line going. I'm going to be in Cali in June, you know, just kicking back, networking on my own. You know, that's about that hustle. That 10 toes down, getting it. That's what I'm about, man.
That's right. Anywhere can we work? Where can we reach you at? Where can the fans reach you as far as
I got
MySpace,
Facebook? Yeah, I got a Facebook page. I'm pretty sure it's Jet Boy Ville. But if it's not, then it's Blacktop Hickam.
Blacktop Hickam, and that's on
Facebook? Yeah. I don't really got no other platforms that I have put together yet, but I'm actually working on an Instagram, which will be done today. We actually lost the account, so we had to find it and get it back. It'll be done today. And that is, let me see if I can find that for you. That actually is Black Top Veil. That is the Instagram. Black Top Veil, spelled BlackTopVail.
Black Top Veil on Instagram. What's that Facebook account again?
Oh, let me check. Jet Boy Hickam Blacktop.
Jet Boy Hickam Blacktop. Make sure y'all tap in and check him out. Y'all can get up on exclusive music. You watch past shows. And where that single? Where can we listen to that new single at?
Number1Music.com. You can also check out the video with me and Ace Duna and Hefe on YouTube. The video is called True Colors.
True Colors on YouTube?
Yes.
Okay. And make sure y'all subscribe to that channel too, man. Make sure y'all tap in, man. Support, man. Hey, it's filling that hot track, man. Filling that single.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you come up here, man, when you get some new music. You know, just stay in touch, man. Keep us updated, man. Tap in, y'all. And make sure y'all download that free app, Stovetop Radio, man. Available on the App Store and Google Play. Also, you can check this out on iTunes Podcast. Yeah, man. And to your artists that ain't up on it, you can send your music and we'll upload it. And the good thing about this is we tied into iTunes. So if you got your shit copywritten and the whole nine, this is actually another outlet to get paid. Tell them to hit the button and play your music and get paid. You know, because we trying to get y'all some money. You know what I mean? Trying to get y'all some paper. You dig? So y'all won't be sounding like dude early on talking about if the labels make 10 million, shouldn't I get 500,000? No, you should get all your money, 100% all your money, and that's what we do. But I'm finna hit y'all with another exclusive. This is So High. This is coming from E Money featuring Jet Boy Veil. Off the Welcome to the COL mixtape, man. Make sure y'all tap in and get that mixtape, man. Shout out to E Money.
Hey, yo, what's up? Yo, it's the Kid 50 Cent.
Hey, what up? This is Chris Brown.
What's up, y'all? This is Eminem.
Yeah, yeah, what the deal? This is Nas.
Yo, what's up, man? It's your boy Rick Ross, and right now you're listening to
Stovetop Radio.
Cheese that blue, dream that I get you so high, so high. My nigga, I got that good cush that I have here so high.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So high.
Woo! COL, motherfucker.
Tangerino, cheese, and mango.
Show me, stay.
Blowing on this mango got me sitting on a cloud. My young nigga said don't pass it.
Keisha, nigga, if it ain't loud. They mix some blueberry with the Keisha. Call me Tony's nigga if you really want a pizza. Zips and ace, my young bitch got half the ace. They couldn't keep up with me, cause I don't do half the races. I'm in a box blowing on gas. And you can't mix cookie with no motherfucking trash. And don't keep comparing me to them rappers cause they trash. I'm blowing on this gas and I'll put them in the past. Sliding like my big bro glass. Sliding like my big bro glass.
My nigga, I got that good kush that I have here. So high, so high. Blueberry, blue cheese, that blue dream that I get you so high.